Hey friends, welcome to the Brands for Businesses podcast. My name is Ben Bellamy and I am an international website designer who builds websites that converts audiences into customers and in turn helps you raise your revenue. On this podcast, I'll be talking about websites, branding, digital marketing, and some interviews with some amazing people who have some amazing personal brands. If you are a personal brand or business owner who is struggling to make an impression online and is looking for valuable, honest advice on how to convert your audience into customers and take your website and brand to the next level, then hit the subscribe button, get yourself a cup of tea, and get ready for me to deliver you value direct to your lovely ears. Today, you are listening to episode number 12. Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Hope you are well. Thank you so much for clicking play on this episode of the Brands for Businesses podcast. If you are listening to this at the time of release, if you might have seen my social media a few weeks ago where I announced that I had taken one of my clients' e-commerce business from zero sales to over £100,000 worth of sales in 6 months. Crazy, right? I am so pleased that I'm able to talk about this, that I have gotten this level of results for somebody. It is so exciting. It has transformed their life. It has transformed my life. And it is something today that I want to talk about how I did it. And I'm going to let you in on the secret of the process that I did, what I did to create this and to make this happen, and everything that we put into it. Now, I will just say, there is no magic wand solution. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to make you make promises that I can't keep or convince you today that you can go away and replicate this exactly, because you can't. And I'm just going to be honest with you from the outset. Although this process that I've done it, we've got the results, it was real, and we've had great success, it doesn't mean that we can replicate this exactly within your business, because each business is different. And I would be a liar if I sat here today and just said to you, right, here's my process, go away and do this after listening to this podcast, you're going to make yourself six figures in your business. Because it just isn't, it's just not that simple. But I do believe, however, that using this process, you can make more money within your business. I'm not going to promise you six figures, but this process did work for me. And so I'm confident that you will at least make some more money, and hopefully it will take you from up another level. Now, this really does apply to e-commerce businesses, but you could equally adapt this for a service. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why and how later on, but I think this can be adapted towards service. And so I think this is relevant for everybody. And regardless whether you have an e-commerce business or not, I think this is just a really good insight into, I mean, we're going to talk about loads of stuff, but even just Facebook ads and how we manage that and how that happened. So I feel like I'm babbling a bit now, so I'm just going to get on with talking about today's episode, and I hope that you find some value in this. Now, I am firstly and foremostly a website designer. That's me, that's my bag, that's what I'm an expert as, that's what I do for a living. However, an existing client came to me one day and said to me that they wanted to start selling their products through their website that I had already built for them. So this started off for me as a, not quite a redesign, but an upgrade and add-on onto their existing website, where I added in an e-commerce system in order for them to be able to do this, to sell products through their website. Over time, we realized very quickly that there was an opportunity here to put in this process and to start selling en masse. So once we had the website set up, the e-commerce system was set up, everything was connected, we started running Facebook ads. Now, I had a really reasonably solid Facebook ad strategy, although some of it was also on the fly. This was a little bit of a learning curve. Although I do have good experience with Facebook ads and I have a great understanding of them, this didn't apply any of the logic or any of my previous experience or training completely went out of the window. None of that applied in this situation. And it was completely unexpected. And it, every single time of doing a Facebook ad, it was a learning curve. And it's always a thing with Facebook ads. It's always trial and error anyway. There's no exact formula to doing a great Facebook ad, although there are good things that you can do. You never know exactly how it's going to perform, how it's going to work. It is trial and error. But this for me was like, okay, everything that I know and have followed is like out the window here. So the first thing that we did was some Facebook ads for that were targeted to landing page views. Sorry, not that they were targeted. That was the wrong wording. But they were optimized for landing page views, which means that Facebook would show the advert to people who are most likely to click the link and load the landing page or the instant experience and look at it. The alternative to that is just people who click the link, and we just opted for landing page views because we actually wanted people to look through the page as a whole. Now, the page that we actually sent people to was the overall shop page. So we had various category pages where we grouped products together. We sent people directly, and still do send people directly, to the actual shop page itself. So people can see everything that's there. We would actually be running two or three of those adverts. And actually, for the most part, those adverts were specifically done for Facebook. There is an option where you can automatically place them. Facebook will place them on Facebook's platform, on Instagram, on the audience network, and on Messenger. I completely ditched those off and I went straight for Facebook, and I actually unticked Facebook stories, because what I was seeing was that the majority of the people that were coming onto the page and that were buying were people that had seen it on Facebook. And there was a small amount of people that were doing it that had come through Instagram and Instagram stories, but it wasn't as great as Facebook. So I made the decision to funnel all of the ad spend into just people on Facebook. So we were running two or three ads for landing page views. And then we were also running another ad for retargeting. So retargeting ad is where, if you have installed the Facebook pixel on your website, anybody that then, you can basically set it up in lots of different ways, but the way we had it set up was the standard way. So this ad only showed to people who had viewed the website in the last 30 days, which meant that, and you've probably seen this on Facebook, right? Where you'll click on an ad, you'll look at your product, or even like you'll go onto a website for a company, and then immediately you're being served ads for that product, that service, that business. And that is the Facebook pixel. That's a retargeting ad. And they work. It's a really great way to bring people back into the fold, because once you've looked at something, it typically takes a while. I don't know how many times it takes, but it's rare that people will buy on the first go. Sometimes it takes 3, 4, or maybe even more than that times before people actually go ahead and buy something. I know in my own experience, there is some artwork that I bought for my office that I had to see on Facebook. I think it was over 10 times, and I had to look at it over 10 times before I finally was ready to buy it. And I was constantly reserved retargeting ads for it because I hadn't made a purchase, because they wanted to bring me back in, and they did. They got me. And the artwork is lovely, but that's the power of a retargeting ad. So they're really, really good. And something that we also did with the ads was exclude people that had purchased. So with the Facebook pixel, we were able to determine the people that had actually gone ahead and made a purchase through the website. So we would exclude them from seeing the ads that we were doing. The reason being is that pretty much I think the chances of somebody repurchasing this product once they'd already bought it was going to be really slim. So actually, it was a waste of the ad spend to be reserving the ads back to these people when they'd already bought it. So we actually were then putting the ad in front of more people who hadn't bought it. So financially, it just made sense. Now, interestingly, the targeting for this ad was so general. And when I say general, I mean United Kingdom. I think it was people between aged maybe 21 to 50 and female only. Now, normally, every part of my training and experience would tell me I need to break the demographic down further. I need to break down their interests, and you can plumb all of that into Facebook. You can do so much with Facebook advertising. And all of a part of my training experience had told me that I needed to do that. And actually, what was interesting was that when we started doing that at the beginning and had really specific targeting, we weren't actually selling as much, or the ads weren't converting as well as the ads that just had really general demographics. So just location, age, and gender. And that for me was fascinating, because you're kind of told within Facebook ads that you really have to put in the demographic, you have to make them not too specific, but you really want to target your target customer. And actually, we ended up doing so much better by just letting the Facebook algorithm determine who were the right people. And it just worked. And this is why they always say that things like this are very trial and error, because until you put the ad out, you don't know. You have to test it. You have to spend some money and see what works. Without doing that, you can't. And actually, it was interesting. We ended up refreshing the ads maybe every 2 weeks as a minimum, because we would actually see the decline in the natural decline in interest on the ads. Now, there is one or two ads that we would refresh and we would maybe pause for a bit and re-go. And there are some ads that have done so much better over time. But we did find this kind of, every time we put a new ad out, we almost have like a real increase in sales. So it was just a learning curve. But that is essentially how we did our Facebook ad strategy. We did landing page optimized ads, maybe two or three, to a demographic of 21 to 50-year-old women living in the United Kingdom. And we excluded people that had purchased, and we were retargeting back to those people. Something that we're also doing now is exporting our customer list from our website and uploading that to Facebook, and then doing a 1% lookalike audience based off of that audience. So what that means is Facebook will look at our previous customers that we've uploaded and go, right, I'm going to find 1% similar people to this, because they are basically our next customers. They are the ones who are so similar. But we obviously don't always want to be sending ads back to people that have already purchased. So it's just another really great way to get into an audience. Hello, hello. I am interrupting my own podcast episode to quickly tell you a little bit about my free guide that includes 8 simple website tips that will generate more customers. These tips work for everyone, no matter what type of website platform or skill level you have. And ultimately, who wouldn't want more customers, right? Over the years, I have crafted the perfect formula for designing and building client-converting websites, and you'll learn the exact 8 steps I incorporate in all of my websites in this free guide. To get this free guide, head over to benbellamy.co.uk/customers to download it. I promise you will not be disappointed. And I am so confident that you will not be disappointed. I'm going to say it again. Head to benbellamy.co.uk/customers. The link is also in the show notes. Now, on with the rest of today's episode. Now, the next thing that we did was abandoned cart emails. This is kind of a staple for any e-commerce business anyway. We actually had a plugin set up. So, and this worked for us. Whether this worked for everyone else, I don't know. But In order to add the item to your basket on the website, you had to put your email address in. It wouldn't let you add the item to the basket otherwise. Now, what we found was by doing this, people still added to baskets, people were still purchasing, but we were getting people's email addresses. So if people left their basket, we would then send them an abandoned cart email and recapture them back in. The emails started off working in threes. So you'd get one email after an hour, one after 24 hours, and then I believe one after 48 hours. And the first two were basically just general reminders that you'd left something in your basket. The third included a discount code for £10 off if you made a purchase. We actually run it now. So within the first hour, if you abandon your basket, they immediately get an email with a discount code for £10 off. And we've actually seen a higher recovery of carts than the previous way that we were doing. The previous way still worked, but it's working better now that we're running it this way. Interestingly, we've recovered over £30,000 worth of sales just through the abandoned car email system. So it really is a staple for e-commerce businesses, but it was so, so important for us. Like I say, we've recovered 30K's worth of sales. And so that in itself is completely worthwhile. The other thing that we did was FOMO pop-ups. Now, I don't know if that's the right term for them, or the notification pop-ups maybe. You might have seen these sometimes on e-commerce websites. When you go to look at a product, there'll be a pop-up on the bottom of the website that says something like, Julia purchased, and then the product name, 2 hours ago or 30 minutes ago or whatever. Or you might see a pop-up that says 300 odd people have looked at this today. Those type of pop-ups are there to generate FOMO, fear of missing out. When you see those pop-ups, firstly, it kind of verifies that other people are buying, that this is a real thing. So you kind of get that level of certification and trust. But also you kind of go, oh, like people are buying this, I want this. And interestingly, with the analytics, we can see the click-through rate and we can see how many people clicked through or clicked on the pop-up to actually view the product. I don't have that statistic in front of me, but when I was looking at it the other day, it was very high. So it showed to us that people were actually clicking through, looking at these pop-ups and actually clicking on them rather than just viewing them. There is the aspect sometimes that pop-ups like this can be a bit spammy. And when I say pop-up, I don't know if I said that these aren't full screen. These are typically small notification banners that pop up maybe on the bottom left or the bottom right of the page. And when we set this up, we just had every intention just to use them to show people that other people were buying. And we never really expected the option for people actually to click on them and take them through to the product. We never thought that people would actually click. So it was interesting to see that. And it's fair to say that by having that, sales have increased because people can actually see that other people are purchasing. So they do work. The other thing that was really important was a solid e-commerce system. So you can't really sell a product online without this. Because my client had a WordPress website, we used WooCommerce, which is kind of the staple e-commerce system for WordPress. You have to have a solid e-commerce system. And so people can buy the product, they can pay. Sometimes I see people where they'll sell a product or they'll sell something and you have to email them to order it. Or you have to click on a buy now on PayPal. And then, you know, the seller has to physically like email the customer a confirmation, all this kind of stuff. It's just not the way forward. You need things simple. You need things easy. You need people to literally go on and buy something, pay, done, dusted. They get their email confirmation and we're on to the next thing. The more opportunity you have people to go elsewhere, to do something else, the more possibility is that they are just going to go and they're not going to buy. So it was really important to have a clear and easy system that people can literally just go and buy stuff from. The other thing to consider was the social media strategy and the email, the mailing list strategy. So running all of these ads, yes, we would be funneling people into the website page, but what we also found was that we were gaining likes and followers from running these ads. Even though that wasn't the purpose and the intention of the ad, people were following the page in order to get up to date and to stay up to date with the latest information in the posts. So myself and the client had to have a discussion where the client still had to post regular social media content onto their page because that was further persuasion and sales for people. Sometimes the ads weren't enough. And actually, we were then, because you were then gaining followers, you then have the opportunity to be pushing out more content and be doing more selling. And because they saw that organic content, they then would be ready to go ahead and make a purchase. It was the same thing with the emails. Because we were collecting such a large volume of emails from people as well, sending out emails for new products and for sale items was a really important way of gaining those extra sales. And actually, another part of the process was running special offers. We actually found that the best way to generate a spike in sales was to run an offer every month. So if you look at big corporations, I'm going to take ASOS, for example, the clothing brand. ASOS are always running an offer, whether it's free shipping, money off this, money off that, percentage off, there's always something. And so what we learned was we had to be running an offer, and that was a really great way to get people in who had seen the ads, and then maybe towards the end of the month, we would do a payday offer. And the people that had seen the ad 2 weeks ago, who would be following the page, who maybe we would do a retargeting ad for those people who had seen the ad and we were going to target the offer to them. We were going to put it in the email for people. We found that it was stuff like that would bring them off the fence. So it was all about, we're getting these eyes on people. We're getting views. We're getting eyeballs on the product. Yes, people were buying, but then it was taking another step and going, okay, how do we get these people off the fence and to actually make a purchase? One of the best things that always worked on social media is testimonials from previous clients. So every time my client would post testimonials and reviews from their product, from their clients, the people on the fence would see that and then they would make a purchase. It was just a new level of thinking, because I think sometimes we think about running ads and launching a business and we just think about, right, I've got to get that customer. And either when that customer's going to see it, they're going to buy it. But you forget the people that you almost collect along the way that you have to bring off the fence and into a place where they are actually ready to buy from you. And so it's really important to do those important marketing techniques, posting on social media, sending out emails on your email list, and having a real strategy around that that brings these people back into the fold to make a purchase. So, a solid Facebook ad strategy, abandoned cart emails, FOMO pop-ups, a really good e-commerce system, and a general social media strategy, content, and email marketing. A combination of all of these things that I've just described generated over 100K's worth of sales in 6 months. So, so crazy. I couldn't be happier for my client with the success, and I couldn't be happier for the fact that I've had a part in actually creating that for them and changing their life. This is what it's all about, that this person financially has completely transformed their life, and it's completely opened them up to new opportunities and things that they never dreamed of. And it just goes to show that you could be one step away from complete financial freedom, from gaining over 1,000 clients, from completely changing your business and transforming your life. You could be one social media post away from going viral and you just don't know it. And that is the power of pushing on. I know sometimes, and especially at the moment, if you're listening to this at the time of release, we're in lockdown and things can be, for some people, for some businesses, seem bleak. Truly pressing on can make such a big difference mindset is so powerful, and you could be one step away from your biggest break ever. So it's so important to continue on. Now, as I said at the beginning, the strategy that I talked about today might not work for everybody. However, if you don't have one of those things that I've spoken about within the process, it would certainly be worth trying it out. Now, you can reframe this whole setup for a service in the sense that you can still run Facebook ads for the service. You can still set up retargeting ads for the service. You could do a form of abandoned car emails or some kind of retargeting if you can get people to join your list if you know they haven't signed up. You could do FOMO pop-ups by showing how many people have viewed the page, or I think there are some pop-ups that say how many people completed a form on the page. So you could kind of certify and verify it that way. Although you wouldn't need necessarily a solid e-commerce system, maybe you'd want a booking system or a calendar system or a good sales page. And certainly you should have a good content strategy for social media anyway. So you could completely adapt this in that way. And so hopefully if you have a service, you will still find some benefit from following this. Now, as I said, this strategy won't work for everybody. And I'm not going to promise you you're going to walk away from today, from listening to this and making six figures, because nobody can promise you that. Nobody has a magic wand that can just wave over your business and transform it in that way. However, I do believe that this strategy that I've used will make an improvement in your business. And I'm not going to promise you £100,000, but I am going to promise you some improvement. So it's definitely worth having a look and seeing what you can do here to add into your current business to make a real difference. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Brands for Businesses podcast. If you haven't already, please do go and hit the subscribe or follow button to make sure I'm there for you every time I release a new episode each week.